you know, because our lungs are so full of that, you know.
Sound does.
Yeah. Well, yeah, the feathers are they're heated and, you know, take the bugs out of them. Because a goose has lice and all that good stuff, you know, they're lousy. So you have to heat all of those to kill the lice and the bugs and all that good stuff. Then it don't matter that they're in there, just blow them in anyway, okay?
Long as
they're dead. Long as they're not sucking your blood, you know? Yeah. That was a job that they did determine it was a safety hazard all around.
Did they ever, like, have you wear things? Like,
oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Anything like
that was after the fact. After you got sick, then you had to wear a mask.
That's
right. No.
Keep it in, huh?
Yeah, OSHA finally, you know, made them straighten up their down room. But I worked there for probably 10 years, and in the last couple of years, maybe they decided they better do something different because everybody was getting sick.
Yeah.
Everybody was getting hacky coughs, you know. And it really was. It was the down dust. Well, shoot, those little, I don't know if you've ever even... Okay, go home sometime and pick a goose, okay?
Okay.
and see, because one feather has all these little feathers, little fringes on it, okay?
Yeah.
Well, they all break off, so then they're floating around and up your nose and in your eyes. And,
oh, so that quill-like stuff, it's like nail. You know, when you pull the feather out, it's like a quill, like a little stem.
Right.
I mean, that's just like fingernail type stuff, isn't it? Just
right, but that's a feather.
Right.
That's a feather.
Right.
Now the down is the soft stuff off your belly.
Oh, okay, I didn't know that.
So there's no stem. There's no stem. If there were a stem and you put it in the jacket, it would be pokey. It would poke.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
But the down has no stem.
So that's just like under coating?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Ducks have it too, but ducks don't have any. You know, when I was a kid though, there used to be so many ducks in the valley, and we ate them by the jillions, okay? I mean, Dad and I'd crawl on our bellies out to a little water pond. I always went with Dad, regardless. I was Dad's little girl. I was Dad's little boy, because I think he wanted another boy, and I happened to come along girl, but I didn't make any difference. Yeah. Anyway, we'd have to crawl, you know, because if the ducks saw you, they'd all fly up and be gone.
Yeah.
So you'd get up before daylight. This is before the sun comes up.
Yeah.
And you'd go out there and you'd have to crawl along on your belly and sneak up on this pond, because this big pond was out in the middle of the Chico Patch.
Yeah.
But there'd be 1,000 ducks on that pond.
Really?
Yeah. So then just as soon as the sun started coming up to her, Dad could see what he was doing, and he'd go to blast, and hell, we'd sometimes take home 200 ducks. Serious.
That's a lot of ducks.
We never wasted anything.
Yeah, right.
You know, but he was shooting, what, 12 gauge or something.
Right.
So BBs was scattering everywhere, you know. And it don't take much to kill a duck. One BB will kill a duck.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Right.
So then we'd have to wade the water to, you know, the this was a sump pond, kind of. You know, it was a wild pond, so it was only this deep, but the marsh grass and stuff all around it and everything, you know. I mean, it wasn't like we were drowning or anything to get the ducks, but the ducks would be all over out there, and then we'd have to go through the weeds and stuff and get the ones that were wounded and finish killing them and everything. Because that was one thing with Dad. Boy, if he shot one and it was wounded, he wasn't about to leave it till he got that one, too. Then we'd take them home, and Mom would make us pick their bellies first, and she made mattresses for them.
Really?
Feather mattresses, down mattresses. Oh, yeah.